Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well as movies over there. And I just wanted to let you guys know that anytime I go swimming in my vault of rare coins and piles of filthy cash, I can't help but listen to Pamtastic's Comedy Clubhouse every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. I mean, if anyone who knows anything about comedy knows that Pamtastic's books the best of San Francisco and beyond's underground comics. It's a great showcase, and they have a fun time at Pamtastic's deep in the Mission District, where you can laugh off your tushy for a mere $5 every Friday to 10 p.m. And I laugh because $5, I mean, that's what I use to wipe my tushy with. So to laugh it off for a mere $5 is indubitable. But if you can't make it to Mutiny Radio, well, don't even worry. Don't fret at all. You can simply download the podcast post-show and giggle in the comfort of anywhere, like your Aspen summer home on the mountain ridge with the kayak feeling. So all you got to do is just go to podcastics.pcrcollective.org/comedyclubhouse, or you can listen live every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. as your host Pam Benjamin brings you the best comedy from San Francisco and beyond the universe. And what's better than the universe? It's a cash cock, honey.
Wow! We're starting it out with feedback. Does anybody want to say anything? Anybody have any feedback for me? Anybody? No? Good. Got the peanut gallery over here. Yeah! Hey, everybody. Welcome to the third annual Spark Presents Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. Yay! That is an appropriate amount of clapping. You guys are cool. I like you. It's good. You're in for it. It's going to be a great night. I'm very excited. It's actually going to be an insane 25 hours of comedy coming to you over the next 5 days. What? Are you going to lose your mind? If you're listening on the radio, everything will be okay. So everything is being podcast and streaming live. So that's all wonderful that will be happening. And we have so many comedians, 37 comedians from all over the United States. But right now, it's the locals only show. So it's people who live here in San Francisco or have lived here in the past. We actually have returning comedian Kevin Monroe. He lived here for many years. He's back. Yay! I'm your host, Pam Benjamin. I don't know how to... Oh, this is so sweet. Jen Arrows. Yeah, we'll do thank yous at the beginning. Why not? We have all our amazing Mutiny volunteers all week that are helping us out. We got Jen at the door. We got George D. Smith behind the boards. Hell yeah. So it's going to be a great week, and we're going to have a really great time. I'll tell you guys a few jokes. Those are weed treats. They have lots of marijuana in them. That's how I bribe people to being my friends. Is that everybody else does that? No one else super stoner? You guys super stoners? You do not look like stoners. You guys look like, you look like closet stoners. You look like, I wouldn't tell anybody that I'm a smart person. I don't smoke marijuana. No, it's fine. Have you ever, see, I know you're not a stoner because I've smoked so much weed that I've forgotten how my own shower works. Has anyone done that? I've lived in my house for 7 years now, and I forgot how my shower worked because I was so high. It's like being a guest in your own home. It's like Airbnb-ing yourself. It's like, I don't know how this works. I'm burning up cold. Why? Lived there. My cat's like, how do you not know how to do this? I'm like, why are you talking to me? Do you smoke that much weed? You don't? I didn't think so. Cool. This is not a weed show. This is a local show. But yay, we're sponsored by Spark. And weed is legal. This is... I'm just so excited about marijuana. It's like marijuana church up in here. There's two things I believe in. One, smoking marijuana all the time. And two, the equality of women. Anybody? Yeah! Both of those things. Pretty fucking awesome. I believe in equality in a new special way. In that I watch a lot of PG-13 movies. From, you know, the 90s on, and we all know that we get to see side boob, right? No nip. Lots of 180% side boob, no nip. PG-13, totally fine, right? So what I'm saying is I'd like some equality in filmmaking, and I want to see some side scrot, okay? So what I want is, like, your balls are cupped and your dick is hard, so all you see is that weird fleshy part in between, sometimes hairy, sometimes not. I feel like it's going to be great for, like, older actors because they can really show off their scrot. you know, like there's going to be a cool Martin Scorsese film, or like maybe a Francis Ford Coppola film. Is he still alive? I don't know. It's like, it'll be like The Godfather. It'll be Nick Cage as The Godfather. He'll be coming out of a pool and his balls will be dipped in the water and his dick will be outside, like off the steps. And we'll see this beautiful, like stained glass window through his scrot, you know, with like the veins. Nobody wants to see this beautiful shot. This is equality, everyone. Side boobs, just fine. But side scrot, no. What's wrong with you people? This is San Francisco. This is a scrot-friendly place. It's not scrot-friendly anymore. Man, I've seen so much silver, so much piercing on so many scrotes. I have a theory that the size of your dick is inversely proportionate to the amount of piercings in it. Is this just a San Francisco theory that no one else is working off of? It's just, we're going to take a poll. It's local. Knock, knock. Feminism. I can get my own fucking door, thanks. Precept of feminism, I think. I don't read. I don't know what feminism is. Come on. I'm kidding. I do read. I was taught to read. I'm a real woman. Oh, wait, that's the bad. Sorry. I shouldn't read. I don't think. I know. Bad lady. Get back in the kitchen. I love making pot treats. Did I already say that? They're so delicious. Being high all the time just helps me forget all the misogyny that's rampant in my social society circles world. Ooh, San Francisco. Equal place. We're going to get started right now with your first comedian. He is a San Francisco local. He's an amazing human being. He's actually the founder of the F-bomb comedy train. There's no beeping, but he's amazing. Put your hands together right now, everybody, for Marty Cunny.
All right. Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. We are starting it off right. All right. Let me tell you about myself. I'm a traveling man. I actually just flew back from Colombia, and boy, is my nose tired. Seriously, they really like cocaine down there. It's no joke. A lot of people don't believe me that it was actually the first time I'd ever tried cocaine was in Colombia. Yeah. You're really excited about that. No, most people don't believe me because most people are trying to buy it off of me most of the time. I just have that certain je ne sais quoi. Tuesday night at 6 p.m. He's probably got an 8-ball on him. Yeah. Yeah, that guy's probably dealing right now. No, but I don't know. The first time I tried it, I had been drinking all day, and I was like, you know, when in Rome, you do some blow, right? Like, that's how the saying goes. That's what they say. And so I thought to my – I was like, all right, let's throw down. The guy puts out a line for me. I do the line, and then all of a sudden I'm sober. What kind of bullshit drug is this? I was enjoying that drunk cocaine. I spent a long time. I spent 8 hours and like $80 on that drunk. Spent another $80 in 5 seconds getting sober, and now I'm just pissed off at 4 a.m. wanting to talk to people about the intricacies of independent wrestling. Like, reciting entire episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Nobody wants to hear that shit. That's a Wednesday night for free activity. That's not a Sunday morning $160 activity, okay? No. Nah, fuck that shit. I did enjoy Colombia, though. There was a lot to learn down there about the cultural barrier, about the language barrier. For example, I went to order some black beans, and I said, did anyone here speak Spanish? Do we have any... Habla. Yeah, no soy. I do not speak Spanish. So everything was a struggle with Google Translate. And just, I went to order black beans. I said, quiero frijoles N-words. Well, if you don't habla español, the word for black beans is frijoles negros, okay? And so I just was so blocked up, I couldn't even say it. I went to go to buy a wife beater, and I put that into Google Translate, and I asked the lady at the store for, ¿Dónde está los esposas batedores? Now, if you don't speak Spanish, I asked her, where are your domestic abusers? When you think about it, that's exactly what I was asking her. That is a weird thing we do, guys. We named a piece of clothing after like the worst stereotype we could think of somebody who wears it, right? The wife beater. Like, can you... You just think about it. Like, we call it a wife beater. Like, everyone else in every other country calls it like a ribbed tank top. And I didn't realize how weird it was until I asked that question. And so I was like, you know what? Let's keep this train rolling. Let's name some more pieces of clothing after crazy stereotypes of the people wearing them, right? Like, I don't know. Let's think. Instead of capri pants, we'll just call them Euro tourists. Yeah? Instead of Birkenstocks, we'll just call them old lesbians. Instead of wrist sleeves, we'll call them scar hiders. instead of Crocs, we'll call them serial virgins. Instead of, I don't know, bolo ties, we'll call them outspoken racists. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. I never seen someone like, yep, that's what we'll call them. Yeah, that's a, you nailed it right on the head, buddy. I don't know. Hey, guys, have you heard the news? The news about the Jews. It was in Facebook. Facebook was in the news recently for... It was right after the Charlottesville protests. There was a thing where when you advertise on Facebook, like, you get to pick from a drop-down menu of who you want to advertise to. Like, if you want to advertise hiking shoes, you pick from outdoors people, right? Except one of the options on this drop-down menu was Jew haters for a little while. And I'm not joking. This is a real news story. You can look it up. You could actually directly advertise to Jew haters. And Facebook was claiming, like, oh, it was a problem with our algorithm or something like that. But it made a lot of sense to me, right? Because I couldn't figure out why I was getting so many advertisements for tiki torches and Eddie Bauer in my newsfeed. I'm kidding, guys. I don't hate the Jews. Actually, I play the Jewish piano. I'm an accountant. Terrible industry to hate the Jews in, guys. Come on. Some more Jew news. When Orthodox Jews do the circumcision, it's called the bris, right? And so what they do, the really Orthodox ones, like out in New York, when they make the incision, the rabbi uses his mouth to close off the wound. Yeah, that's pretty weird, right? What's even weirder is, and worse, is that a lot of these rabbis are actually giving these infants herpes when they do this. Yeah, this is true story again. And it's really bad because some of them will actually die from this or get brain damage, like really bad stuff. And even if they survive, they have to grow up and explain to people how they got herpes. I don't know. It's cool. I got it from my rabbi. It's kosher, yeah. That's why they do it through the sheets, right? I don't know. I don't know this shit. No, man. But what do they get when they get to the bar mitzvah, right? HIV? I don't know. Akbar, da-dee-da, Akbar, da-dee-da, Akbar, da-dee-da, Akbar. AIDS. Got me thinking, though, about the bar mitzvah. Just coming-of-age ceremonies in general, right? They're fucking weird. Like, for a bar mitzvah, right, you take a 13-year-old boy at his most pimply-faced, his most crackly voice, his most vulnerable, and you put him in a suit, and you give him a glass of wine for confidence, and you put him in front of a synagogue full of people and have him sing in a language he doesn't know. Like, that is just tearing him down. That is some cruel shit, right? But it's not as weird as the quinceañera, right? Am I right? The quinceañera is a weird ceremony. It's basically where you take a 15-year-old Latina girl and you tell everyone, you put her in like a wedding dress and you tell everyone, she's a woman now. She's ready. You wonder about these teenage pregnancy rates and then you're doing this shit at the same time, guys. Come on. But while the Latinos are having like a come see how fuckable my daughter is party, the Jews are having a come see how unfuckable my son is party. Just very different cultures. I don't know. What else am I thinking? Hey, you guys like dad jokes? Anybody here fans of dad jokes? Yeah, let me lay one on you real quick. When I die, I hope I'm not buried in a let me start over. When I die, I hope I'm not buried in a coffin. I feel like I'm more of a sarcophagi. I probably shouldn't be telling dad jokes, though, ever since my doctor told me that I'm sterile. No dad jokes for me. I'm kidding, guys. I'm not sterile. I've had like 6 vasectomies. None of them have taken. I've been the cause of several unwanted abortions. All right, let's end on a high note. you guys, I'm a fan of the Me Too movement. I think it's a good thing, although I think it's kind of redundant. We've been hearing about all this stuff for a long time. It's just only recently that's been getting like popularized. Like, I don't know. Courtney Love was blowing the whistle on these guys for a long time, 10 years over. And well, I get why we didn't listen to her though. Her credibility got blown away about the time her husband did. I think I'll leave it at that. That's my time, guys. Thanks a lot. Bring up your host, Pam.
I wish some people from Seattle were here for that wonderful joke. Poor, he was murdered by his wife. Yay! Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. True. That was Marty Cunny. Woo! He also plays rugby. You can tell by his jacket. I made it. It's exciting. No, I was thinking today actually that we should start a YouTube thing called Ruck and Marty, where we go on adventures together in San Francisco that are just like stupid. Rick and Morty, except Ruck and Marty. So I'm like a drunk old lady. I'm a drunk old lady, and you're like a young fun guy who's like going around San Francisco, right? No. Buff as Morty. See, I know more people are having the thoughts in their heads. See, it's in the gestalt, Marty Cunny. The future is now. Your next comedian, she is the future, you guys. She's part of True Hustle. Not True Hustle. Hashtag hella funny. I'm sorry. They both start with a T. I'm so confused. Hella funny. There's no T's in that at all. Sorry. There's a T and a hashtag. I don't do Instagram. I don't know what that is. Twitter is totally foreign to me. I am 43 years old. Your next comedian, she gets it. You're going to love her. Put your hands together for Allison Hooker.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Keep it going for Pam. Yeah. Keep it going for this awesome festival we're part of. Yeah. Round of applause for yourselves coming out and supporting live comedy. Fuck yes. I'm excited to be here. I had a really shitty day. And now I know that there's worse in the Catholic Church out there. That's wow. No, but I went to the doctor today. Does anyone else get really stuck on that question? How many drinks per week? Yeah, you know, it's a tough one because you don't want to lie too much. You know, you want to check your liver. What are you gonna be honest? It's your doctor, not your lawyer. You know. And I'm kind of like a comedy club. I'm a 2-drink minimum a night. It goes up from there. So I was like, I'm going to go with 2 drinks a night. Like, that's reasonable, right? So I was like, I have 2 drinks a night, 14 a week. She goes, that's too much. You're nodding. I was surprised. You think that's too much?
I've been there. No.
Oh, you've shared that? Well, get this. You haven't been there. Because this is what the bitch told me. She goes, men can have 2 drinks. Women can only have one. I'll give her your number. I was fucking livid, though. I was like, bitch, we are literally in the middle of hashtag me too. Like, whose fucking team are you on? She's like, if you need help with your drinking problem, I help a lot of my patients. I was like, okay, lady, look. I came here for drugs. Not rehab. Also, you guys, I don't think she's helping anyone with their drinking problem. I think she's just helping people lie to doctors. You know, because like the next time I go to her, I'm definitely going to be like, oh yeah, you know, I have 7 drinks a week. I'm no dumbass. She gave me the answer. Actually, fuck that. I'm not going back to that doctor. Because I want to see a doctor I can see eye to eye with. You know, I'll give her your number. I want a doctor that will look at my 14 and be like, that's not enough! She asked me another impossible question to answer. What was the first day of your last period? Yeah, ladies, quick round of applause if anyone else is completely fucking stumped every time a doctor asks this. All the women in the room, yeah, we don't know. We don't know what's going on with our bodies, actually, at all. Like, every single month, our entire world just crumbles, and we have no idea what's happening. Just solemn nods around the room. Like, I'll get on a phone with a friend of mine. Like, I just don't know what's going on with me. Like, I don't like my job anymore. This guy that I'm dating just seems really distant. Like, I just haven't been happy lately. Like, the shit is deep. And then 3 days later, but imagine getting stumped by this, like, by anything else that happens every single month, you know? Rent is due. You get on the phone with your landlord. You're asking me for rent again? Like, it feels like I just paid rent. And you're not even asking me nicely. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and my room is really small. Like, I'm 33. Why is my room so small? I like how the men can understand the disintegration more than women. It's how we feel, though. It's how we feel, ladies. So yeah, anyways, I went to the doctor. She went to give me a pap smear. It's mostly men in here. I'll just fill you guys in what we go through. When we go to the doctor, they stick a speculum inside of us, and they click it open twice, and they swab the inside of our vagina. Yeah, you look a little scared, but I know there's a couple of guys in here that are like, that doesn't sound so bad. I wish I'd go to the doctor and stick my dick in something. But it's not like fun, you know? It's whatever. There's no like rotating head or bunny ears. It's just, it's cold. Like the equivalent for a man would probably be sticking your flaccid penis in a cooler and having someone scratch it. Like that's, it's whatever. It's whatever. So anyways, you guys, she goes to give me a pap smear. And I think because I have like a small frame, she assumed like all of me was small, if you catch my drift, mutiny. So she goes, I am going to use my smallest speculum. Any smaller would be pediatric. Try to hear a couple laughs, but I just thought that was fucking weird. I don't know what the fuck. I'm not going to make any jokes. I'm going to leave it to Roy Moore. So she takes her smallest speculum, you know. She goes to stick it in. She goes, squee. I'm just kidding. Slides right in, you guys. No problems there. No problems at all. She goes for the classic click, click. She goes click, 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 click. I know. What I'm trying to say, I think, is that the hallway doesn't always fit the building. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know where my organs fit either, you know? This is just vagina and backbone. Yeah, loosening you guys up. It's okay. It's comedy. Fuck it, you guys. I'm proud of my big vagina. You know what I did? I wrote a song about it today on my way over. Can I share it with you? Yeah. All right. It goes, I can take that dick. Click, 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 click. That's fucking ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Thank you. Anyways, my name's Allison Hooker, by the way. just my name, was born with it, not a stage name. You guys can imagine that was fun, you know, all my life. Like in junior high, when I had to write my first initial and last name on my gym clothes. So it just said, a hooker, just down the leg of my pants, across my chest. Thank you, took me a little longer to find the funny in it. What's that? Johnson, you're a Johnson. We should get married and hyphenate, you know? But I was cruising around with this A Hooker shirt on. Everyone was teasing me. It was junior high. Eighth grade boys in my class. I'm in sixth grade. It was a whole thing, you know? So my gym teacher finally gave me new clothes. She's like, sweetheart, you need to write something else. So I wrote The Hooker. Are you guys kidding me? I was loving that sexual attention. Junior high, I was cruising around in my hooker shirt wearing a training bra to support the nipples that had come in. Now I'm cruising around wearing a padded bra to support the nipples that have come in. I'm waiting. I was actually trying to like smack my titties on a guy's face the other night. It's not even the joke yet though. He broke his nose on my chest bone. Thank you. It's fine though. He's actually Syrian, so he's got quite a nose in my defense. It's true. My boyfriend's Syrian. Actually, he learned how to write in Arabic first, so we met when he swiped the wrong way on Tinder. Okay, you like the language jokes? Pretty fucking cheesy, you guys. Pretty dumb. Yeah, he's Syrian. Actually, my birthday was election night, so Trump was elected, and I was like, what's happening? Oh my God, baby, we are moving. And I looked at him, and he's from Syria, so we stayed. That was that. What else can I say about that? He grew up in Santa Cruz. Actually, his dad owns a Mexican restaurant down in Santa Cruz. His dad is a Syrian man who owns a Mexican restaurant. Yeah, it's like the first time I had a burrito, I was like, a little too much saffron. You know? But yeah, the white people don't get it either. They like cruise in, they're like practice their Spanish one on all the Syrians because they don't know the difference between a brown person. So it's pretty classic. What else I want to talk about? My Syrian boyfriend picked the movie last night. It's cold outside. You know, we watched a movie. So we watched a porn, which is fine. Thank you. Yeah, I'm no conservative. I'm no Mike Pence. I think you know that by now. But I have a little trouble getting on board with porn, you know, because there's no good backstory. There's no buildup. Like, they're just going straight to Pound Town. And I need a little bit more romance than that. So this is what I did. I paused it, and I gave him the backstory. I was like, look, he wasn't always a pool boy. And she didn't always have those tits. And I don't have time to get into like the details of it right now, you guys, but I gave him the most epic love story. Like, they'd known each other for years. They built deep love and respect for each other. And after all this time, they're finally ready for anal. Okay, go ahead, push play. Then I could get into it a little bit more, you know? Then I get on. I mean, there were a few other parts I had to like pause it and explain, give him a little more backstory, like, why is he calling her stepsister? You know, they're just other parts. Like, if he loves her so much, why is he spitting on her? There were just other things. Who the fuck is this other guy? It took us a little while to get through the movie. I'm not gonna lie. We didn't even have sex, we just fell asleep. Great story though. It was a good love story. How much time do I have? 1 minute? Oh, what do I do with 1 minute?
Do you know any jokes?
Listen, dickhead. No. Are you a comic?
No.
Oh, I'm sure we could give you a couple minutes up here, though. You know what a couple minutes feels like? Or one? Like how long it takes you to come? Yeah, 1 minute, like how long it takes you to come? We could give you that amount of time. No. But the thing is about comedy, though, is like it's a lot like sex because when you're doing it, it feels like so much longer. Yeah. You guys have been amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, Hooker! Allison Hooker, yay! Yay! Go check her out. She's at Cobb's all the time on Hella Funny. Super awesome. Yay. People are arriving. Yay. Exciting stuff. Woo. Your next comedian. What an amazing human being he is. I saw you go in the bathroom with a disco light and it like danced off your hair in such a beautiful way. I was like, I want to make a video of him in the bathroom. That sounds weird. I didn't mean to. That comes across wrong. But he's an amazing human being. You guys are going to love him so much. Put your hands together for amazing local comedian, Clay Newman.
I just want to set the record straight. I was not pooping in there. I was not pooping in there. I just could not dance. It just had to happen. I will say, I did pee everywhere. Like, that's not good for dancing. It's not a good, you cross streams with the disco hands. It's no good. It's like I've peed everywhere. This is Beauty Radio, goddammit. This is where you pee everywhere. If this place didn't smell like pee, it wouldn't be Mutiny Radio. One of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my entire life. One of the greatest shows I've seen in my comedy career was at Mutiny Radio. It was a show where the comics wore diapers. Pam, in all of her brilliance, put a challenge to the comedians. You get all the beer you want, but you're not allowed to use the bathroom. And you got to wear a diaper. and we got to see that diaper. And because we have made the poor decision to buy very elderly diapers, they're going to leak, which is a fun factor. I got to hear one of the greatest statements I've ever heard at a comedy show. It came from you, Jonathan. It came from you, sir. Jonathan exclaimed with more passion than I've ever heard at a comedy show. And here's the backstory to this. Jonathan witnessed a comic do this disgraceful thing, which is not pee his pants during this comedy show. This was a comic who has been on Conan O'Brien. He's been on Last Comic Standing. Very few of us make it out of San Francisco with credits. He was one of them. And Jonathan, in all of his wisdom, exclaimed, "I don't give a fuck what show he was on. You're supposed to pee." And that's Mutiny Radio. That's where we're at. That's what we're keeping alive, is that goddamn honor. The tradition of Mutiny Radio. It's a beautiful thing. I'm happy to take part of it. I think it's fitting that Mutiny Radio is in this neighborhood because, like, nowhere else is this neighborhood. Like, where else in the world do you find the financial diversity of the outskirts of the Mission? It's ridiculous. It's insane. It's nowhere else has that level of rich and poor mingling together. On one block, you could be walking down the street and you could have this conversation with yourself. What the fuck? Is that a gold-rimmed Segway? God damn it, tech industry. A gold-rimmed Segway? How insulting do you have to be to the rest of San... Are you pooping and shooting heroin? One block. But they're both like, fuck Trump, right? So it's all good. It's all good. We're all friends. People say there's not a lot of political diversity out here. That's not true. That's not true at all. I heard a conversation between friends earlier today. I heard one guy exclaiming, and this is a popular argument in San Francisco. You've heard this before. This isn't diverse. Republicans are so stupid. I can't believe how stupid Republicans are. Republicans are so stupid. We're going to die because of how stupid Republicans are. This friend stopped him, and this is why I like how diverse the Bay Area is. This friend stopped him, and he said, look, man, you don't understand. Republicans aren't stupid. Okay? That is ignorant to think that Republicans are stupid. Republicans are not stupid. Republicans are evil. So yeah, we got the full spectrum of ideas out here. It's really nice. We got all the beliefs. All the ones that matter. It's one or the other. It can't be both. You can't be evil and stupid. I believe that thoroughly. Like, the people that are controlling Donald Trump's presidency are evil. Donald Trump is clearly stupid. Clearly stupid. And I can prove it. None of you would watch a James Bond movie if Donald Trump was the villain. It would never happen. He's not evil enough. He's too stupid. Same goes for fucking W. There's no way. If George W. Bush was a vote, what's it going to do? Just like massage him? Like, ah, here you go, Jimmy Bond. Like, Donald Trump, that's not going to be a fun speech. Like, James Bond is tied down. There's a laser slowly heading towards his crotch. Donald Trump says, I don't know, I'm not allowed to speak about lasers, but, oh, that was Woody Allen. I don't know why I did Woody Allen. You ever not practice an accent and then you do Woody Allen accidentally? I'm trying to be relatable up here. that was bad. All right, we'll just move on to other stuff. So, I know it's wrong to drink in the shower, whatever. It's not wrong. I feel like you're not the best judge. Like, I don't want to go back to the pee show incident, but, like, I don't think society has decided it's wrong to drink in the shower. Like, even if you're trying to be classy about it, you can't bring a tumbler in there. It's going to get wet. Like, you can't. There's no, like, sippy cup top for a wine glass. It doesn't happen. Like, there's no classy way to drink in the shower. But you're allowed to drink while you're pooping, right? You said that way too confidently. Oh, maybe you got the same advice as me. Maybe a doctor told you to relax. I don't know how else to do it. I don't want hemorrhoids anymore. I got to do whatever I can. I'm not going to smoke a spliff while I'm shitting. I get too high. I don't remember which is the smoking hand, which is the wiping hand. That's a problem. It's how you get pink eye. It is crazy to be out here in the Bay Area to live in this time with all of this technological advancements. Cars are driving themselves. Millionaires are launching Pintos into space or whatever the fuck that was all about. But do you realize we're skipping the important stuff? We're missing the things that society actually needs. Have you ever taken a minute to think about the fact that nobody has even tried to invent a bed that you could pee into? I thought we'd start a rally right now. I thought that would be the end of the comedy show, and we would take to the streets marching. It is cold at night. You're telling me you'd rather walk to the bathroom, turn on the lights. You're not a ninja. You can't hit that fucking toilet water without the lights. Maybe you're a lady. Maybe you're going to sit down. Is it warm? That's not a good thing. You can't afford a toilet warmer. You have roommates. That's a bad thing if it's warm. You do your business. You walk back to bed. Do you fall calmly back to sleep? No, that's not how the human brain works. You're telling me you wouldn't rather just roll over and fucking let it happen? I'm not saying we poop in there. We're not animals. And I'm not even talking about technology, really. Like, I just want a hole and a bucket and some air freshener. That's all I'm asking for. A funnel for the ladies. I don't know how vaginas work. I don't know if a funnel would help. I feel like we're all pretty good people in this room. I think I'm a good person. I think you're all good people. I hope you think you're a good person. But ask yourself deep down, is any of us in this room a good enough person to not poop in the handicap stall? If it's available, that is the chuckle of somebody that always takes the leg room. That guy knows what I mean. Are you kidding me? Fuck yeah, handicap stall. You get the leg room. You fucking prop your phone up against the bar, and you get to watch a little YouTube video while you're... It's great. But every once in a while, and I hope it never happens to you, but every once in a while you're enjoying that extra leg room, while you're watching a video of how to cook deep fried asparagus on your phone. I know what you're into. Every once in a while, you hear that mechanical noise and the door swings open. And you peer under the stall and wheels come in. It's not... You know, it's not Stephen Hawking. That would be great. I'm not saying you ask for an autograph necessarily. Like, and that's even more rude if you just yell, Stephen Hawking? I was just worried about clamming up. Your hands get all sweaty. You can't fucking palm a piece of toilet paper. You know it's going to be one of those endless wipers. Somebody's on the other side of the stall going, I hope he doesn't ask if I'm Stephen Hawking. That would be embarrassing. Oh, you made that joke better than it's ever been before. Thanks, John. And coming through twice in one set. Comics, look to Jonathan. He's got the answers. This is the fountain of youth right here. It's beautiful. All right, you did enough. Don't force it. Don't force it. Let it come. You know, don't get greedy, Jonathan. This is what happened with Bitcoin. This is Bitcoin all over again. You just got greedy. You're like, this worked once. I don't know what Bitcoin is. That joke doesn't go any further. That's the thing. That's where improv people beat stand-up comedians. Is improv people know better than to start a topic that they have no knowledge on. Stand-up comedians just shout words that we've heard regularly and hope that it gets a response, and then flounder when it does. That was very upsetting. Well, this is a goddamn delight. I really appreciate you guys hanging out here. I hope those of you who are audience members realize how important of a part of the process you are. Like, you're so necessary to this. Do you realize there's no band practice for us? We don't just get to say this shit in the shower and hope that it works out. Like, we need you guys. We need you here. You're important, man. Yeah, honest to God. Do you realize if none of you are here right now, this would just be schizophrenia? This would just be another problem in the mission. It's like that old saying, if a comic tells a joke in the woods and no one is around to hear it, did I get too fucked up on that camping trip? I'm talking to trees again. I may have. But I like to think, as far as myself goes, that someday, maybe, y'all will be watching Comedy Central. And I don't know, what if you think of the time you saw me here? And you say to yourselves, that Clay Newman guy. I wonder if he's watching Comedy Central, too. Someday, y'all. Give it up for
Clay Newman! Clay Newman, the only comic who's been here for all three Mutiny Radio Comedy Festivals. Yay! He's my favorite. You can still listen to old versions of Clay and Tony's Spoiler Alert, and they're still fresh. You can still listen to Trapped in the Closet with them. It's so fresh. It is. It's always fresh. There's peeing in that too, right, R. Kelly? We got it full circle. All right, your next comedian. He used to live in San Francisco. He moved to LA, but he's back. He started the Brainwash, and he's here with us. You guys are going to love him. Put your hands together for Kevin Monroe.
Yeah, all right, man. Y'all kind of classy this joint up a little bit. I mean, nobody is drinking openly. There's no edibles. Like, damn, I leave for a minute. By the way, if you notice, I took all my shit and brought it out of my car. I took all my shit out of my car and brought it over there. Because 3 months ago, I did a show at the Punchline, and they broke into my car and stole my clothes. Yeah, not my laptop. Right? Not my phone, not my camera, my clothes. And I'm like, I'm 6'6", you dumb motherfucker. Good luck wearing them pants. Fucking idiots. If you see a tall ass dude wearing some pants, just punch him in the face for me, okay? Just do that. It's probably my pants. It's probably my pants. Now, I was going to put my contacts in when I got here, but the light in the bathroom. What's that disco shit going on in there? Disco lights. Yeah, I don't want to have a party when I'm taking a shit. Why? What the fuck is... Like, who sits down going, you know what would make this even better? Put on some Barry White, please. Like, what the fuck? So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll do it. My glasses on. This is cool, man. And once again, by the way, I literally just flew in, just got off of SFO. I can literally drive from LA to San Francisco faster than flying to SFO. Seriously, 5.5 hours on the freeway, 8 hours in the airport. What the fuck is going on? Serious, like, how is this technology working? Like, this is anti-technology. Like, this is backwards. It's backward shit. You coming in or you staying out? What's up? Just creeping. Oh, okay, yeah, that's how that is. Yeah, I used to live here in the Bay. I'm in LA now, man, and I'm out there trying to date, trying to meet people, man. You know, I'm just like, oh, this is. I don't send dick pics. I really don't, because not everybody's phone got unlimited data. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you fucked up my program, man. It's an extra $30. No, I'm sorry. No, it's I haven't been out there in a minute, so I thought I'd try it out. You know what? It's weird, like, not just black women, but all kinds of women, like, do fake hair, like hair extensions. They do, like it's not a black thing anymore. It's like blonde women, everybody is doing the hair extensions. You know, everybody come out the car looking like Pocahontas. And I'm like, how is it you can have fake hair, but I can't show up on a date with a fake mustache? Like, why not? You know what I mean? Like, why can't I wear a fake mustache? You know, look, you're not Beyonce, I'm not Idris Elba, okay? We're all pretending, fucking just... Why not? There's no reason. But, you know, that did kill a date, so... That didn't work. Have a seat, sir, have a seat. Where are you coming from, sir? Good, that's a good place. Man, this is cool. Nah, man, LA is a weird spot, man. LA has black people, which is something the Bay Area doesn't have anymore. Yo, look, there's no black people here, man. There's there's like five. You know what I mean? Like, but LA has like Compton, has like Inglewood, like black people. There's hella. It's like real, like you could be a black person in LA and stay in black world, you know, and like never talk to a white person ever. You could, you know what I mean? You could walk around and be like, Wakanda forever, you know? This shit is great, man. And I was like, I started dating some black women because the Bay Area had me on this. You know, it's too many white women out here. Like, I hadn't seen a black pussy since Boyz II Men had four members. So I have a rule now. You can't date more than three white women in a row because if you do that, you're institutionalized. You're institutionalized. It's like that dude that goes to prison and he comes out, he doesn't know what to do, so he just robs a liquor store. Put me back in, I don't know. Yeah, you institutionalized, man. This one girl, she hit me on my dating app. Her name is Tsunami, spelled S-U-N-A-M-I. Tsunami. Tsunami. I'm like, this chick sounds like a mess. Like she's gonna show, hello, I'm Tsunami. I'll have the Cabernet. You know what I'm saying? Like she sounds like a mess, but you know, hey, I'll see. Hello, I'm a natural disaster that can't spell. I'm here to rock your world. Nah, I don't. I'll deal with her, man. But I mean, you know, it's been a while, man. I mean, black women were not feeling me in the early 2000s, man. I missed that whole juvenile back that ass up era of black women. Like that was, I missed that. Now it's okay. You know, but back then, I mean, it's cool now, but back then, black women, they were kind of like, they were like the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Like they didn't draft me, but they were mad I was playing in Europe. You know, and Israel. But that was summer league. That don't count. My boy hit me up on Twitter. Hey, yo, dog, you got to check this shit out, man. He sent me this picture. And it's like, oh, shit, this is just a girl in some yoga pants bent over. Why are you sending me this? He's like, no, that's not a girl. That's a sex robot, dog. That's a sex robot. That's not a person. That's a sex robot. I'm like, what? Why are you? It's like, nah, this is real, dude. You could buy a sex robot. I'm like, I don't know if I want a sex robot, man. I ain't. Because, look, I have an ex that was a stalker, okay? I don't want a robot stalker ex, okay? Has nobody seen Terminator? They follow you to the ends of the fucking earth, man. I'll be back to ask you why you did not call me. Not fucking with that, man. He's like, oh, no, you understand, it's a sex robot. I'm like, look, man, any robot is a sex robot if you try hard enough. I'm just saying, I don't know what your Roomba looks like, but drink a little Hennessy, be like, oh, shit. I'm going to just put some crumbs. You know, like, why are you paying extra? Just get a regular robot and fuck it. That's
Kevin Morrow does not endorse fucking robots. My publicist made me say that. You know, and he's like, dog, for real though, it's dope though. It's $2,000, $2,500 for the black one. I'm like, look, I don't have $2,000. I can't afford a sex robot. How about, I'll be like, hey, yo, y'all got a sex washcloth? A sex gym sock. That's my budget right there. Sex gym sock. You got to have the dudes in the back like, oh, what's this website? What's a website for a sex robot? Nah, man. I miss the Bay, man. I went to, when I came from the Caribbean, by from the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago. You don't know where it is. It's okay. You know. No, you don't. It's like, you know, Americans are. I know what Trinidad is. Go to Africa, make a left. By the way, there were no Trinidadians in the Winter Olympics. None. No. We live on the equator, okay? Like, why would we? But I'll tell you what, though, with this global warming shit, in 2082, motherfucker, 2082, Trinidad is going to kill the Winter Olympics, son. Shit, we are going to run on gravel like a motherfucker. All the Swedes are like, why is it so hot? Why? That's a German accent pretending to be a Swedish accent. I don't give a fuck. There's no Norwegians here, so. Are there? Are there any? Oh, okay. Yeah, nanny, she don't count. No. But I hate that, man. Like, that's the only time, like, when I was in Oakland, like, people were like, where are you from, Trinidad? Is that in Africa? I'm like, no, it's a Caribbean country. So it's a Caribbean country in Africa? Like, okay, fine, fuck it, it's in Africa, I give up. What do you want? You know, like, during the Olympics, that's the only time y'all care about us, man. Like, y'all watch, you know, somewhere between Taiwan and Tunisia is my little country. There's three people, right? One guy's there. He's like holding the flag. The other guy is my Uncle Roy. Like, nigga, you 55 years old. Why are you still in the Olympics? You know what I mean? And Americans, man, y'all are bullies, man. Y'all fuck with third world. Y'all play third world countries. Why are you playing? Like, I saw the USA basketball team play Angola. Angola! You know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, we got LeBron James, we got Steph Curry, we got Tyson Chandler, we got Kevin Durant. How do you think the Angolan basketball team picked their team? Like, they're just in there like, okay. The first 15 men with shoes? Come to the UN hospital? We will drive from Angola. You know what I mean? Like, after the game, they're shaking hands and shit. Like, oh, good game, brother. Good game. Good game, brother. 155-3. Good game, brother. Good game. Are you still eating that? No. It's fucked up, man. But I'm like, how you going? I feel like this. Like, if you're in the third world, you should get a gold medal. Fine. If you're from the third world, if you win, you should get a U.S. passport. You know what I'm saying? That's useful to a third world person, man. How are you going to give an African a gold medal? Gold comes from Africa. You know what I mean? Like, white people stole gold from Africa. How are you going to give an African some shit you stole from him? As a prize. Like, here you go, Mutombo, gold medal. Well, thank you for returning it. Where is the rest? Wakanda. I'll be saying that shit forever, man. I'll be going up to Comedy Central, like the producer's room, like, hey, what's up, man? It's like, oh, you're they're taking it seriously. That should be killing me. All right, I got to get out of here, man. What should I leave you on? Here's a black fact. Did you know that a young black male is 10 times more likely to be in a statistic? It's true, they keep measuring. Nobody knows what white people do, right? Nobody checks. But every year it's like CNN presents a special report, the state of Black America. Are their dicks getting bigger? Don Lemon investigates. All right, I gotta go, guys. I'm Kevin Monroe. Thank you, Kevin Monroe.
Kevin Monroe! You gotta have Cooper. Who's the gay guy? The Cooper guy. He's gotta investigate. Who's the Cooper guy? Cooper Anderson, right? He's got to investigate. He wants to get deep. That, you guys, that was a Locals Only show. That was so exciting. You're all here. Yay! So what's going to happen is everyone will clap one more time for the amazing comedians that you just saw. Marty Cunningham, Allison Hooker, Clay Newman, and Kevin Monroe. These guys just walked in. You guys are welcome to stay for the next show. It's going to start super soon. It's and Kevin Monroe, I'm going to ask you if you can be on it because we have an open space and you are a POC. Yeah. Oh, it's the... No, not under arrest. We just want you to keep telling jokes. But our next show coming up in like, now it's like 5 minutes. We'll let everybody outside and you come all back in and it's going to be amazing. And thank you so much for being here at the first show, Locals Only. And clap wildly. Yay! But stick around for the next show, which is going to come up in a few minutes. And it's the politics are funny / I'm not white. So stick around. Yay, Mutiny Radio.
Are ye on a raft without a paddle? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Hey, everybody. Listen to the Weekly Review with Roman every Friday from noon to 2 p.m. This is an unapologetically anti-capitalist program. We interview community organizers, activists, and artists. We talk about ways you can take action right now. So listen in to the Weekly Review every Friday from noon to 2 p.m.
Subliminal SF brings you visual and auditory mind control. For the best graphic design, physical merchandise, and live music promotion, go to www.subliminalsf.com and check out their hilarious t-shirts and super cool bands at clubs and bars all over the Bay Area. Subliminal SF creates amazing flyers, posters, and design for every need. So go now to www.subliminalsf.com and experience what this wonderful local business has to offer. Run!
Good evening.